In the wake of November's historic midterm elections, Congress will look a lot different in January than it does right now. For one, Democrats will be taking control of the House of Representatives, and of course, there will be more women serving than ever before. So what can we expect from this new class of legislators? For more on that, I'm joined by Molly Reynolds, a fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution. So as Democrats take control of the House, what do you see as the top line priorities they'll begin with?
So I think the biggest priority for Democrats coming into control of the House in January will be pursuing an aggressive oversight agenda in the House. And there I mean not just investigations of President Trump himself and of the Trump administration, although there will be some of those. Richard Neal, who stands to become the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, has indicated that he's going to plan on trying getting President Trump's tax returns. So some of it will be targeted at the president, but a lot of it will also be a broader look at the conduct of policy in the Trump administration over the past 2 years. So here I'm thinking about things like the family separation crisis at the border. And, you know, over the past several days, that situation has flared up a little bit again. And so things like, why isn't the Justice Department defending the constitutionality of Obamacare in court? So real policy questions that have gone really unlooked at during the first 2 years of the Trump administration, in addition to investigations of Trump himself and of other Trump officials.
Yeah, it seems clear, I think, now that this midterm election was in many ways a referendum on the Trump administration. But one of the things that Democrats talked more about on the campaign trail than Trump even probably was health care, right? So how might that play into their agenda going forward?
Absolutely. And I think that's a really important point, that for many Democratic candidates, both incumbent House members who won re-election and challengers who will be new freshmen in the 116th Congress, healthcare really was the biggest issue of the campaign. If you look at the ads that Democrats ran across the country, a majority were about healthcare. So going forward, I think Democrats will need to figure out what kind of action on healthcare issues they might take. Given that Republicans will control the Senate and there's a Republican in the White House, the prospects for big legislation are quite low. But I would imagine that Democrats will take some votes in the House to try to kind of stake out their position on some of these issues, like protecting coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, try to force some of their Republican colleagues to take those difficult votes, and just to kind of signal to the electorate that, yes, this is an issue that we ran on. And even if nothing gets signed into law, we are listening to you. We do care about this this issue that many of you voted on to send us to Washington.
Yeah, yeah. Another big narrative this election cycle, of course, was the number of women candidates, right? There will be a record number of women in Congress soon. Do you think that could change things in any way in terms of policy?
So one thing that's important to note about the record number of women that will come to Congress next year is that those gains in this election were overwhelmingly on the Democratic side of the aisle. So yeah. In the House, there's just one new Republican House freshman who's a woman. Republicans actually stand to lose some of their more senior Republican women House members. And so that's really driven by big gains on the Democratic side of the aisle. And one thing that we know about women members of Congress is that they do tend to be more active on the kinds of issues that are important to women and families. And so thinking about things like paid family leave and child care subsidies. And again, even if we don't see big legislative action on these issues, not necessarily big new legislation signed into law, I do expect that we'll see a little bit more attention to some of these issues driven by the large number of women who will be on the Democratic side of the aisle in 2019.
Yeah. So the Dems will have the House, but the Republicans still hold the Senate, obviously. Do you think there's any chance going forward of some bipartisan legislating between those two bodies?
So I think most of what we'll see in terms of a legislative agenda in 2019 will focus on kind of the things that Congress has to do, things like spending bills, avoiding a government shutdown, raising the debt limit, that sort of thing. I'm not terribly optimistic about big bipartisan legislative progress on other issues. Mm-hmm. If we do see it, two places to look for would be one on infrastructure. So President Trump has talked continuously since taking office about wanting to do a big infrastructure bill. It remains unclear exactly what that would look like, whether the kinds of infrastructure projects and spending that President Trump would propose would be something Democrats would want to go along with. But that's one possibility. And another possibility would be on prescription drugs. So the Trump administration, particularly in the last several months, has been very active in trying to reduce prescription drug prices. That's obviously a broadly bipartisan popular agenda item. So that might be another place where we could see some cooperation between Republicans and Democrats over the next 2 years.
Okay. What about the flip side of that in terms of will this House, made up of majority Democrats now, be a check on the Republican power we've seen happen over the last couple of years?
So I think Democrats controlling the House will be a check on Republican power in a couple of ways. So number one, again, as we've talked about, oversight. Democrats in the House can conduct that oversight without cooperation from Republicans. They will control all of the chairmanships of all of the committees. They will be able to decide what they want to investigate. They will be able to decide what bills come to the floor of the House. And so that'll be one way that they do that. And then another important thing to remember is that there are policy agenda items that Republicans did not successfully complete over the past 2 years that I think they would have taken another crack at if they continued to control the House in 2019. Mm-hmm. So here I'm thinking about things like repealing and replacing Obamacare. So Republicans attempted that unsuccessfully in 2017. And I think if they had held control of Congress next year, they likely would have tried again. But we're not going to see that because Democrats have a majority in one of the two chambers.
Yeah. All right. That is Molly Reynolds, a fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution. Molly, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk about this.
Thanks for having me.